My name is Ben LaForte, and I am the host of the Making of a Millionaire podcast, where each episode we are going to be discussing a new personal finance concept, and I'm going to discuss how that concept can help improve your life. So if you're ready to get going, let's start the show. In today's pod, I want to explain why what most people refer to as passive income is actually scalable income, and how you can use it as a stepping stone towards financial freedom. But before we jump into that, I do want to remind you, if you have not already, to join my weekly newsletter. I share my best work on both writing, podcasts, videos, everything. You get freebies, free ebooks. We do a monthly giveaway to anyone subscribed to the list. It comes out once a week, the newsletter. So the link to that is below, and anyone who signs up gets a expense tracker as a bit of a welcome gift. So if you haven't already, go sign up for the weekly newsletter, pause the podcast, and then come right back. So I've written a lot in the past about bloggers and YouTubers who basically just began referring to any kind of digital business as passive income opportunities. And, you know, this is usually referring to things like affiliate marketing, selling digital products or software, selling info products like online courses and books, selling physical goods online, displaying ads on YouTube, channel, podcast episodes on your blog. Usually when someone is using the word passive income these days, what they really mean is a business with scalable income. Scalable income means you are not guaranteed to earn a dime, but there's no limit on your earning potential. So let's talk about a few examples of scalable income and how scalable income works. One aspect of my business of Making of a Millionaire is selling online courses, which is a perfect example of scalable income. So here's how, you know, my course selling part of my business provides scalable income. So first off, if no one buys the course, I don't make any money. And that's an important lesson and a really important reality to be aware of with scalable income. You are not guaranteed to earn anything. It's the furthest thing from a sure thing. In fact, it's probably one of the more high risk, high reward ways to make a living, which is why so few people are using it as their primary source of income, at least until they've established themselves, because most businesses fail. Most businesses do not end up making a profit. So the very first thing to know about scalable income, you may never make a dime. It's very possible you could put lots of effort in and never make any money doing it. But since it is a digital product, the course that I sell is a digital product. That means it does not cost me extra money to sell additional courses. So I'm not here making physical goods. I'm not creating jewelry. I'm not printing out t-shirts and, you know, having 500 t-shirts in my basement. With a digital product, it is super scalable because, you know, the cost to me of selling one course versus 1 million courses is the same. I don't actually have to create anything beyond the digital product I've already created. Like if I was selling computers, like if I was creating custom laptops and selling them, I would incur significant extra costs for every computer I sold, right? All the parts and the labor required to make one additional computer. In economics, we call this the marginal cost of production, meaning the cost to produce one more unit of good that you're selling. With digital products, that is close to zero. So if you're selling an info product like an online course, that means you're going to have basically zero marginal cost of production. You can scale up quite easily, and your costs are going to be the same whether your expenses or whether your income is zero or 1 million. So that's what it means to have scalable income, is that there is also no potential on how much you could make. Whether I make $0 or $1 million has only to do with how many people are interested in signing up for my courses. That's it. And while it's true, here's the part where people, you know, construe that with passive income, right? So the fact that, okay, I don't necessarily need to do, any extra work to create additional units if more people want to sign up in my course. And that's where people jump on that fact and refer to it as passive income. Like you can do this without working. And while it is true, you need to work less for every additional dollar of scalable income, it's not like you just kick up your feet and stop working. Passive income is money you can earn without doing any work. So there is such thing as passive income where you actually can get paid for doing nothing, but the only true source of passive income comes basically from investment income. So dividends or capital gains from stocks, interest you earn on investing in bonds, or rent you collect from real estate. These are really the true forms of passive income. But here's the catch with the only true form of passive income. Unless you have inherited a lot of money, the only way that you're going to guarantee a significant amount of passive income is by generating active income from working or starting a business and earning money, then living below your means and investing the difference. That's the only source of passive income. Going into the marketplace, making money, saving some of that money and investing it into stocks, bonds, real estate, things that will actually give you passive income. So active income is the only path to acquiring true passive income. So big thing I want you guys to take away, the simplest path to wealth lies in keeping your expenses constant, increasing your income, and investing the difference. Learning to live frugally, or at least getting to a point where you're happy living below your means, is a crucial step towards financial independence. If you don't learn to save money when your income is relatively low, you'll be more likely to fall victim to lifestyle inflation when your income increases. Saving needs to be a habit, and making more money doesn't mean you're going to be a better saver per se. However, once you have adopted good spending habits and good saving habits, the fastest way to building wealth is constantly looking for ways to increase your income while keeping your cost of living steady and investing the difference. So if you could live off $25,000 and you make 50 grand, that means you have 25 grand to invest. If you can live off $25,000 and you can make $75,000, now you got $50,000 to invest. And if you can live off $25,000 and make $125,000 a year, you're investing six figures per year. And if you do that long enough and you invest that into the only true sources of passive income, which is investments, over time, you're going to build up not only a significant net worth, but a significant amount of truly passive income. So this is a simple concept, right? You just increase your income and keep your expenses constant and invest the difference. Very simple, but it's difficult to pull off in reality. Right? You know, real life is harder than it is to just on paper, right? So unless you're prepared to practice like extreme levels of frugality, it's unlikely you're going to be able to save 2 to 4 times your annual expenses each year on the paycheck from your 9-to-5 job. By the time all of your taxes and deductions come off your paycheck, and then you subtract the amount you need to pay for your housing, transportation, and food, and any other living expenses, odds are you don't have a ton of money left to invest at the end of it every single month. That's why creating a side hustle with scalable income was a game changer for me. And adding scalable income, which is what allowed me to save my first $100,000. So a few years ago, I picked up writing as a side hustle. In my first month of writing, I made a whopping $15. And I was actually pretty damn excited about that because that was the first time I ever made money doing something I absolutely loved. So I kept writing and I kept building an audience, and slowly the income from writing began to increase. And in early 2020, I created an online course to further monetize my writing. And then I started a YouTube channel, and then I started the podcast and the newsletter and all these things. And they kind of kept growing from there. All in, my side hustle today is probably earning anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. Every penny of which gets invested into the stock market for me to generate future passive income. So the scalable income of my hard work is what allows me to actually generate passive income in the future. So they are connected, but they are very different. And I can invest. Remember, I said this is a side hustle. So I can invest every penny of profit from making a millionaire because I cover all of my living expenses and then some with the income from my day job. So my side hustle income has helped me to save that first $100,000 for, you know, way faster than I ever thought. And then once you hit that first $100,000 invested and you keep increasing your savings, right, you're going to be blown away by how much faster you keep hitting that next $100,000 threshold. And this is kind of where the numbers get pretty exciting is, you know, that road to saving $1 million, making of a millionaire. Between the compound of my current investments, the additional savings I have for my day job, and the savings provided to me for my side hustle, I can actually now run some projections of how long it would take me to save $1 million. So if my side hustle income did not grow at all, I could probably save $1 million conservatively, depending on my investment assumptions, in around 7 or 8 years. You know, if I can double my side hustle income over the next year, which is my goal, and then even if it doesn't grow anywhere after that, I can easily save that $1 million in under 5 years. And if I can continue increasing and scalable income, my side hustle, each, you know, 12 to 24 month period, then that will cut that down even dramatically more. So that within a few years, what, you know, before I started making a millionaire would have seemed impossible. There is a scenario where if this keeps growing and I keep investing every single penny where I have $1 million saved in the stock market within a few years, depending on what happens in the markets. So the important thing is I always remember why I am doing this. So let me be clear. What I am doing is basically working two jobs. Much of my evenings and weekends are spent working on my scalable side hustle. As I'm speaking into this microphone right now, it's Sunday afternoon. My son is down for his nap. You may even hear him here in the background. I think he just woke up. But this is the time I have to squeeze in. So I don't want to sugarcoat that this is going to be easy because I've had to dedicate a lot of my extra time into doing something that basically had no guarantee of ever making any money. But for me, it is worth it. In the last year, I became a father, and the concept of building wealth took on a whole new meaning. So my focus is not only to provide financial security for the rest of my life and my wife's life, but for my son's entire life and any kids he may have. So basically what I'm trying to say is, this is worth it to me, all this extra work weekends and evenings, because my goal is to generate generational wealth, to leave enough investments and passive income investments behind that my son won't ever have to worry about how he's going to pay the bills. And most importantly, the most valuable thing that I can leave for him is the freedom to pursue what he wants to do. Because if I can leave him that passive income, that financial wealth when I pass, he's not going to have to worry about he's going to be able to pursue his dreams without worrying how to pay the bills. And hopefully one day he'll be able to turn whatever his dreams are, whatever his passions are, into a profitable business. And by learning the skills of me actually creating this business, that also has a ripple effect of I can also hand that down to him as well, that knowledge as well as financial capital. So put in the most simple terms possible, my why is more powerful than the costs I need to pay up front right now. So what I envision in the benefits of me putting in this extra time to scale the income makes it worth it for me. The biggest thing, scalable income combined with a powerful why can be a game changer, but do not make any mistake. There is nothing passive about it. So that's going to do it for me today, guys. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, remember, I'll put a link to below in the show notes. If you have a question you want addressed on the podcast, you can actually leave us a voicemail. So that link is in the description, the show notes below. So go leave us a voicemail, ask us a question, and get featured on the podcast. And share the podcast with a friend that you think will enjoy it. And if you haven't, remember to go sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll talk to you guys again next time. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It should not be considered financial or legal advice. Not all information will be accurate. Consult a financial professional before making any major financial decisions.